A new study finds evidence of increasing wildfire frequency. University of Illinois PhD candidate Ryan Kelly's project analyzed drill cores from the bottom of lakes in the Yukon Flats. The cores provide a record of sediment accumulation dating back 10,000 years, including charcoal particles deposited by wildfires. Kelly says they show increased occurrence of fire.
At no time in the past was there ever a fire regime as active as that of the last few decades. The fire frequency of the last few decades in the Yukon Flats is around one fire every 50 years. That's quite high for any boreal forest region, and that's about twice as high as the average fire frequency for the past several millennia, which was around 100 years in between fires.
Numerous other studies have linked the recent increase in wildfires to the warming climate, and Kelly says his study corroborates that. He says the drill cores also show increased fire activity during the Middle Ages, a period of known warming, but the interval between fires did not change then. He says the current climate trend exceeds the warming in the Middle Ages, and succession from black spruce to deciduous trees may not be enough to stop wildfire frequency from increasing in the boreal forest.
In the same way that the climate system is being pushed beyond anything that has occurred in the recent past, the fire regime might also be entering just kind of a completely novel state. So even the deciduous forest might start to burn more than we've seen in the past.
Kelly says the Yukon Flats were selected for study because they have seen the most increase in wildfire frequency. The boreal forest holds abundant carbon, which is released to the atmosphere when it burns, adding to warming. University of Alaska Fairbanks professor of forestry Scott Rupp collaborated on research that led to Kelly's study. Rupp says the use of drill cores has enabled an understanding of fire frequency way beyond the 50 to 100 years of observational data that's been previously available.
And one of the reasons this is so critical is this is the exact sort of data that's required for the development and testing of models that are being used here in Alaska to simulate future conditions under different climate scenarios.
Rupp says the data is also immediately useful for decision-making by resource managers, including on wildfire suppression.